Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, so check it out. We're going to get back to it. We have our uninterrupted sports talk zone here coming up in a few, where we go commercial free for almost an hour. But so during the break, right, normally I have to make sure that I use the bathroom before we do the where we
45-minute segment.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Both of us, yes.
Right. We make sure we go, because that's a long segment. If you have to go, yeah, I have a weak bladder. You know what I mean? I don't need to. So anyway, so I go into the bathroom here. And for people that don't know, there's a common bathroom that's in, like, the hallway area by the elevator. But then we also have our own bathroom in here. Mm-hmm. Now, the unwritten rule is that you only do number one in this bathroom.
That's right.
Unless it's, an extreme emergency or something. I mean, I don't know.
Well, somebody broke the rule last week.
Yeah, Trey did, didn't he?
Oh, okay. I wasn't going to call him out.
Toilet flush on here?
Yeah, I wasn't going to call him out.
Well, I'm going to start calling everybody out. That's just what I decided. All right, that's the new way we're doing it here. No, so what he didn't know.
Okay.
I would have thought that it was just common knowledge
Right.
You know, it's just it's common courtesy, sense.
Brother, yeah.
Some kind of Renaissance man that is.
Yeah, he also maybe didn't know there was another bathroom. So who knows? Whoa, hold on a second. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows what's right? But anyway.
Anyway.
So I went into the bathroom. The toilet seat was up, and I'm actually going to tweet out a picture of what it looked like when I went in there.
Oh, good job, buddy.
All right. Thank you. And this is like a relatively gross bathroom. I mean, I don't know. It's not the dirtiest bathroom in the world, but I also wouldn't be eating breakfast anywhere near it.
No.
So it was already up. It was already used. It already had pee in it. Mm-hmm. So I didn't flush it or anything. I just went. I didn't flush it because the toilet seat's up. I washed my hands and I left. Yeah. Now Ben goes in and he's unbuckling his pants and he's untucking his shirt and he's like, "Hold on! How do you not flush the toilet when you come in here?" And it's like, "Well, what do you want me to do? What do you mean, stick my foot up there and do it?"
Here's the thing: if you have a urinal, I don't mind. Like, the urinal, it just goes straight
down. What's the difference?
Okay, the urinal, it goes straight down.
Yeah, he's saying...
This, I'm walking into the bathroom, and the water's not the right color. And I don't feel comfortable. I need to be invited in. I need to have a nice, clear... You know, it's like you don't want to drink water that looks off. You don't want to use the bathroom water that looks all kind of murky.
I think drinking water... And using the bathroom is—it's
a cleanliness thing. I don't want to have the wafting, you know. I don't want to have any discomfort when I go in there. I want it to smell normal. I want it to look normal. That is my clean slate there.
Now
need you in there.
The real violator is whoever took the initial pee,
Jack Ritz,
in the bathroom and didn't flush it. Which I think we sniffed out was Jack.
Yep, Joe Giglio's producer, Jack Ritz.
Yes,
evening show.
Joe Giglio denied it. We know it wasn't Ben. It wasn't Ike. Mm-mm. So we think it was Fritz because he's a former baseball player.
Yeah, clubhouse guy.
You know how those guys are.
Yeah, meathead.
Yep.
Yeah, me and Ben are actually on the same page here. It's a couple things I don't play about.
Yeah.
So instead of getting into all of them, I'll get into this one because this is the very topic.
All right.
Flush the damn toilet after you use it. It's
a waste of water. You guys are water wasters, that's fine.
Well, here's the thing. I'm like,
if it's yellow, let it mellow.
Yeah.
If it's brown, flush it down.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like you, Ben. I gotta have clear water when I use the bathroom. But unlike Ben, I don't have a problem with putting my foot up there. He just happened to see you come right out before he went in there, so he knew who was the violator there. At least from the standpoint, from his standpoint, he saw you come out. He figures it's you. Where it gets a little nasty with you is that you say, no, someone else had already did that. You just added on to what was in there.
Right.
Which is disgusting. And how you can expect Ben to then go in there and use the bathroom after multiple people have used the bathroom in there without flushing it. I don't understand how you can expect that man to go in there and use the bathroom. I wouldn't have gone in there and used it
very easily.
Either.
I prefer if Ben would wash his hands after using the bathroom.
Oh, that's a must. You better be washing your hands.
Of course I wash my hands. Well, don't turn this on to me.
Well, of course you wash your hands. You know how many people go in that bathroom and don't?
All right, but
like,
that's not,
not
me.
Not only don't, they don't even pretend to. They at least run the water so at least I know that you know.
I'm going to just let you know.
Yeah.
I watch everybody when they come out of there. If I see you come out of there, I'm looking at your hands.
Yeah.
Well, I got to point out something, though, because while we're on the subject, every time I walk in there after you use it, you leave the water running.
See?
So I know you wash your hands, but...
You're a water waster.
You're a water waster.
Sometimes I run out, man, because I got to get to town. I got to get back on here. You know, I'm always late.
That's also a reason why it didn't get flushed. Honestly, I don't even remember going to the bathroom at this point. I don't. But I stand by what I say. It's like... If you go in it first and don't flush it, then I'm just going on. I'm topping you off. All right? Yeah. I'm not touching it. I'm out.
Let's not use that phrase again.
888-729-9494. I'm going to tweet it out right now. You can see it. How I found the bathroom. I just left it the way I found it.
And we have a poll up at Mark Streets WIP. And we'll get the picture up to make sure that there's information there. But
I'll never use a bathroom that has urine or obviously poop. Still in the toilet.
Oh, God.
I won't, man.
Well, obviously.
You ever try to use a toilet?
Bit different.
You ever go to like Suburban Station, try to, like, that's where it starts to get really out of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. No, like the gallery, if I'm walking around Center City and I want to.
You got to stick your foot up there, Ben, and flush it, man.
Come on, man. Get in there. I'll give you some rubber gloves.
Don't use your hands.
888-729-9494. Some of the bathrooms in there, what's it, the John Wanamaker building, the Macy's right there, they're used for other things, I think. At least they were at one point. 888-729-9494. We restarted. Coming up next, AI's interview from last night. What the hell was going on? But the big story of the day, Michael Bennett.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.